Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/Entitled People. I don't know why I made that scary, where you'll hear stories about people who only care about themselves and think that nobody else matters in the world. Guys, you know the drill. Before we get into today's stories, I gotta get you warmed up. So today, I've got a lovely video of a woman who just wants a nice picture of flowers. Oh, wait a minute. What does that sign say? Please stay on the roadway. Do not walk between the rows. Of course she knows what that sign says, guys. She just wanted a nice picture. My friends, in this episode, you're going to hear three super entitled stories, so buckle up. You'll hear about rich, entitled siblings, an entitled woman ignoring a do not eat sign, and we'll finish up with an entitled couple who calls the cops on OP because he wouldn't sell them his car. Oh my goodness, you guys need to sit back, relax, and get ready to shake your heads. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories, my friends. Let's dive in. So, for some background, I live in Southern California, very close to the beach. Needless to say that I encounter a lot of locals and tourists. On the right side of my property across the street, there's shops, a cafe, and a bus stop. Now, on my property, I have a hollyberry bush, which are poisonous. Now, they taste like cherries and have a cinnamon-like aftertaste, so a person that doesn't know about the plant would have no idea about this. The side effects of these berries are nausea, disorientation, diarrhea, vomiting, and severe stomach cramps. Due to my house being on the historic registry, and nature protection laws, I can't just remove the bush because some of the birds pick at it and eat from it. I know that the berries and leaves aren't poisonous to some species of birds, and other animals like certain squirrels and chipmunks. Anyway, because of this, I have two signs that say, "Do not eat," and "Danger," with a skull and crossbones. The fact that I have a sign with "Danger" with a hazard skull and bones deters most people, except for this persistent mom and boy last morning. So, it's around 10:30 a.m., and I take my trash out. The mom, who looked about 40, had two kids with her, a teen around 14 to 16 maybe, and a little boy who looked 6 to 8 years old. The mom and the boy are the entitled and stupid ones here, and the teen girl was actually nice. The boy says, "Mom, look, berries." Mom says, "I did not realize berries grew here. Let's get some." I ask her to read the signs and say, "Don't eat them." She scoffs and says, "Ugh, it's not like you need all these berries. You probably put up the sign so people don't eat them. You're greedy." The boy asked, "Mom, when are we gonna have the berries?" "Right now." The teen girl chimes in and says, "Mom, no, I think they're poised..." Before she could finish her sentence, the mom and son broke a branch off the berry bush. They started running and scarfing down the berries and went to the bus stop across the street, with the teen girl reluctantly following. I was yelling to get her attention for nearly 20 minutes, but after the mom and boy started getting overly sweaty and acting weird, the teen came back to talk to me. I told her those berries are poisonous and that I tried to warn your mother and brother, but it's too late. I comforted her, saying that they'll live, but they're gonna be very, very sick. Soon, I went to my house to get seltzer tablets and water bottles to help. By the time I came back, both the mom and the son finished all the berries, and the boy threw up all over his shirt. The mom came back with obvious signs of throwing up herself, and to yell at me when I pointed to the sign that says "Danger" and "Do not eat," and that this was her fault. She flipped the bird and left, and the teen just said, "Sorry." I gave her the seltzer tablets and went into the cafe to get paper towels to clean up her brother. But by the time I came back, the mom had vomited too. they all got on the bus, and I haven't seen them since. This has got to be one of the most entitled things I've ever heard. Oh, just let me eat these berries. You're just saying they're poisonous so people don't take them all. And then she comes back to yell at OP for letting her eat those berries. Oh my goodness, guys. I can't get enough of these stories. I really can't. So, this story does not involve me too much. But I know quite a lot about my entitled cousin's actions and behavior through stories that my family members and my cousin's husband has told me. So, ever since we were little kids, my cousin, the good cousin, and I have been best buds. We lived only a few miles away from one another, so we would bike to each other's houses, play in our backyards, and play video games. My cousin comes from an extremely wealthy family. Her dad, who's my uncle, started a business when he was 20, and it's been super successful to the point where there's now several large locations across the globe. Even though this family is crazy rich, they live a very modest lifestyle. They live in a small two-story home on a few acres of land, nothing crazy extravagant. The one lavish thing they do is every 2 to 3 years, they go on a cruise. My cousin is one of three children. She has an older brother and her identical twin sister, who we'll call entitled cousin. You may think the good twin, evil twin scenario is only seen on the TV screen, but my cousin and the entitled cousin are the real-world equivalent. One is kind and generous, while the other is selfish and entitled. The entitled cousin has always had this idea in her head that because her dad was so wealthy, she did not have to lift a finger in life to get what she wanted. Good things just came to her, and she'd always rely on daddy's money. Despite getting pretty much everything they wanted growing up, my cousin and her brother never had entitled attitudes. The entitled cousin was always the evil standout of the family. Entitled cousin's attitude only got worse as time went on. Eventually, entitled cousin got married and had a kid, a boy. Her husband is just as nasty as she is, so they were kind of made for each other. Entitled cousin always wanted to rub her child in good cousin's face, like she wanted to gloat about having a kid before she did. Good cousin has had a history of bad relationships, and one time, she came to her sister for advice after her boyfriend had left her. Entitled cousin had the nerve to blame her weight and not using makeup to make herself look more attractive. Good cousin was afraid to date anyone after the last relationship disaster, but that changed when she finally met the man of her dreams, who we'll call good husband. I met him personally, and he's a giant teddy bear of a guy. And 2 years after they met, they were both engaged. The entire family was thrilled that good cousin finally got the man of her dreams, and her father wanted to throw a boatload of money to help her pay for a beautiful wedding. For reference, the father did the same thing for entitled cousin when she got married. Yet the entitled cousin was not happy about how extravagant her sister's wedding was going to be. Good cousin wanted to be married at Niagara Falls, and wanted to invite basically everyone she knew, and her father was going to pay for pretty much all of it. Entitled cousin was furious. She talked to their father about the wedding and how all the money being spent better not interfere with the family's upcoming cruise. And yes, they still went on cruises together every few years, despite the children being grown and having families of their own.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Their father said that because of the wedding overlapping the dates of the cruise, the family cruise would have to be pushed to next year. Entitled cousin practically exploded. She blamed my cousin for taking the cruise away from her and her precious boy, who was 5 at this point. She said that she already told her son how they were going on a cruise and how now he's gonna be so upset because his selfish aunt wanted to get married instead of giving him a happy vacation. She demanded that Good Cousin reschedule the wedding for next year so they could go on the cruise instead. Good Cousin, who's normally not a confrontational person, had had it with her sister's attitude and told her if she wanted to go on the cruise, then she should go alone and she would have to pay for it herself. Entitled Cousin's ranting went on for weeks, flipping back and forth between blaming her sister for ruining her son's year and begging her father for money to go on a cruise because she and her family deserved it. She drove Good Cousin to tears and she ended up calling me for advice. My only advice to her was to give Entitled Cousin, who normally gets everything, nothing. And by nothing, I mean don't invite her to the wedding. Like most sisters would do, Good Cousin wanted Entitled Cousin to be one of her bridesmaids, as she was the bridesmaid at Entitled Cousin's wedding. Not inviting her would be a major upset for everyone involved, but it may just be the best thing to teach Entitled Cousin a lesson. So she did just that. Good Cousin called up her sister and flat out told her that if she didn't change her attitude, she is not invited to the wedding. Again, Entitled Cousin blew up, shouting at Good Cousin, calling her all sorts of names, and again blaming her for the cruise being cancelled. Good Cousin hung up and decided to not invite her to the wedding. The wedding was amazing, and I ended up being the bridesmaid to take Entitled Cousin's place. It's been a few years now, and Good Cousin and Good Husband have a beautiful girl, and have a baby boy on the way. Entitled Cousin is still in their lives and is as nasty as ever. But she doesn't come to her father begging for anything anymore, because after her behavior towards him and Good Cousin, he threatened to leave her out of the will if she continued to pester either of them. Maybe now that she's not gonna get everything handed to her on a silver platter, she'll change her attitude for the better. Or at least that's what we all wish to happen. You know, it might have been a good thing for her to not be at the wedding anyway. You don't want a jealous sibling ruining your special day out of jealousy. Who knows what she might have done? Probably demand her sister to smile less or be less happy or something on her own wedding day. Who knows? Okay, so a little bit of background. Where I live, there's a car show held in memory of someone in our town who died of brain cancer, and all the proceeds go to cancer research. The show is held at a raceway nearby where everyone is welcoming. Now to the story. I had entered my car into the car show and paid extra for it to go around the track during the time event. The car show part was a few hours before the warm-up and the time trials, where anyone entering could do up to 3 practice laps and to get used to the course. Now, this is where the child came in. Before the practice lap start, the kid said he liked my car and started asking me about it and how I got it. All was normal. My family, who was with me, said I should let him sit in it, and I agreed. But thought I could take it a step further and let the kid sit in the passenger seat during one of my warm-up laps. I said to him that I would let him go around the track with me, on account that I have his parents' permission. When he heard that, his face lit up and he went to go get his parents. I thought all was normal until this happened. I was waiting around for the kid and his parents to show up. I hadn't moved from my spot and was doing some rechecks on my car before I went out. 20 minutes had passed, and I thought it was taking a little long for him to come back to give me an answer. But I thought I would wait a little longer, just in case he's lost. The next thing I know, another 20 minutes have passed. And then another 20 minutes. I had waited an hour for him to show back up, and I needed to get on the track. My car was ready an hour ago, and I had already gotten permission from the race organizers to have a young passenger for one lap of the practice run. I had gotten tired and went to start the car when the kid showed up with his parents. They instantly asked me if I was up to something. I told them I just wanted to give the kid a chance to see what it was like in a road race car, just like how someone else let me when I was his age. After hearing that, they took a few steps back and started talking. Tired of waiting, I told them it was final call. It's either a yes or no, and I need to get on track now. They finally gave him permission. I had him get in and put the 5 points on, and we headed for the first practice run. I told him to hold on and don't scream while I'm driving. He seemed to understand, but during the lap, he did the exact opposite. Once it was over, I had a headache and was still trying to be nice and asked him if he had fun. He said he did and he wanted to go again. I said from now on I had to be by myself, and he started yelling at me and got out of the car slamming my door behind me. I had had it at that point and just went to do my last two laps. Once they were over, we stopped for a quick break, and this is where everything went down. First up, I had the parents come up to me and yell at me for not letting their kid go again. And I explained to them that I technically wasn't allowed to and only got permission to do one lap with him. They were livid. The next thing I know, one of the organizers said to them that their kid could go around the track in one of the rental cars, but it would cost $300. The kid said no, he wanted to go around in my car, but I said that he couldn't. The next thing I know, the father's yelling at me. I had lost it at that point and told them to leave, but the organizer said what they said was fine and we don't need to make this work. I had left with the organizer after to avoid more confrontation. Skip forward half an hour and the time trial's about to start, and guess who came back? The mother did. She said she was sorry and she wanted to talk. She then said, "I'll give you $400. She was offering $400 for my entire car. I told her no and to get out of here. The next thing I know, the dad comes up and says, $700 for the car. I said no, and the car's not for sale, especially at that price. The father responded saying that my sad, rusted piece of junk is not worth more than a grand, and that I would get more from crushing it than selling it. I just left. I hopped in my car and drove right past them. Once the time trial was over, I went to park in my spot and find my girlfriend and grandfather being talked to by some cops while the couple were pointing at me. Two officers came over and told me to get out of the vehicle. I did so and asked what was going on. The couple actually called the cops, claiming that I stole their car and that I had creepy intentions when I had their precious boy in the car. I told the cops that the car was in my name, and I have the footage from the camera in my car that I use for studying my driving techniques. They asked me to see the footage, and I willingly showed them. In the end, I did not do anything wrong and had proof of purchase for my car. I haven't heard anything from them, but now, one of the officers from the incident became a good friend, who I go drag racing with, so at least something good came out of this. So I've read a lot of stories about entitled people, and one thing that I've noticed is that entitled people love to call the cops to get what they want, and it almost never works out. And that, my friends, is r/entitledpeople. If you guys enjoyed the stories today, do hit that thumbs up button. And if you missed the last episode of r/entitledpeople, a Karen pretends to be the owner's daughter to get what she wants. And, of course, it backfires on her. Check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.